The following is a Bible study course from the United Church of God. To view this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Bible Study Course Lesson 2, The Word of God, The Foundation of Knowledge. The Fascinating Nature of God's Revelation. Men and women were created in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Within these words is an indication of the astonishing plan, purpose, and relationship He desires with all humanity. Imagine all the abilities and potentialities that being created in God's image confers on us, all the duties and responsibilities, all the magnificence and varied gifts to be used in His service. What we can know is that God has employed various ways at various times, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, not only to preserve His word, but to convey it to mankind. The Bible includes a wealth of literary forms and expressions: law, poetry, proverbs, prophecies, histories, the four gospels, a history of the church, personal and general letters, an apocalyptic message, and more. We, human beings, have an appetite for variety, and God has seen to it that the wonders of His word did not come down to us in the form of a dull outline or a list of do's and don'ts. The Bible is the story of people and events spanning several thousand years. Jesus and the apostles testified to the accuracy and divine inspiration of the Hebrew Scriptures. They supported its laws and promises and based their teaching on its foundational principles. They continued to uphold its pattern of living. Did Jesus Christ acknowledge that the message of the Hebrew Bible is conveyed in more than one basic form of general literary expression? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He, Jesus Christ, expounded to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. Luke chapter 24, verses 27 through 44. Jesus recognized a threefold division in the Old Testament: the Law, the Prophets, and the Writings. The Psalms constitute the leading book of that section of the Bible called the Writings. The Law constitutes the first five books: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, all written by Moses. Did Christ refer to the time frame of the Hebrew Bible? From the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, Matthew chapter 23, verse 35. Time in the Bible is sometimes measured in terms of the lives of its dominant personalities. For instance, the Apostle Paul wrote of the period from Adam to Moses, Romans chapter 5, verse 14. Abel was the first righteous man to be martyred. Zechariah's murder was the last one mentioned in the historical Jewish arrangement of the books of the Hebrew Bible. Did Christ believe in and support the Genesis account of the creation of the earth? For in those days there will be tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the creation which God created until this time, nor ever shall be. Mark chapter 13, verse 19. Did Christ confirm other historical accounts described in the book of Genesis? And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They lived until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Luke chapter 17, verses 26 and 27. Clearly, Christ accepted the creation and flood accounts at face value as historical events. He believed in and publicly confirmed the statements found in the book of Genesis. What did Christ say about the principal figures in Hebrew history? For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? John chapter 5, verses 46 and 47. You will see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 13, verse 28. But he, Jesus, said to them, Have you never read what David did when he was in need and hungry? Mark chapter 2, verse 25. Christ acknowledged and validated the historicity of the leading characters and events of the Old Testament. He authenticated the Hebrew Bible by accepting biblical history and citing it in his teaching. The apostles did the same. For one of the largest single examples, read Hebrews chapter 11, which is known as the faith chapter of the Bible. It is a brief compendium of the early church's belief in the leading people and the main events of the Old Testament.
Thanks for listening to The Fascinating Nature of God's Revelation. In Bible Study Course Lesson 2, The Word of God, The Foundation of Knowledge. To find this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.